not the boring, generic milquetoast stuff coming from the network in Connecticut.
I describe him as the best, obviously.
Cattles.
He throws it out there, speaks his mind, that's cool.
And Rami.
He's supposed to make people laugh. He's just an expert at it.
Cattles and Rami, live and local in the afternoon.
Sactown Sports.
That is the show. No Cattles. I am Rami J once again, sliding in the co-host chair for Nick Cattles this afternoon. Simone on the other side of the glass, fresh off her Super Bowl last night.
I'm so
did
excited.
It live up to it, Simone? I know we'll
yes.
get more. Yeah.
I'm breathless.
Is it a coconut water day? Or?
Yeah, I don't have
really?
Any, though. I don't have any. I'm just powering through.
And Kyle sliding into Jay's chair. On the ones and twos, lots to get to this afternoon, including visits from Eric Edholm of NFL.com to talk, well, NFL, because that's what he does, and Jabari Davis, former King and NBA analyst, host of the Mad Boosties podcast and Lakers Nation pod. He'll join us coming up at 4:30. But as I said with Kyle and Katie there, that was cool. That was like being on the call for a Kings game, getting in the booth with Kyle and Katie.
Is that right? Let's go.
That's pretty cool.
Third wheel.
I never met Katie face to face, except briefly, just a hi, good to meet you at Media Day. I'd never shot the breeze with her. That was cool. Told them all about my Vegas trip and the break. But
attaboy.
As I mentioned to them, Sam Darnold.
Who?
You heard me, Jay. Sam.
I know, man.
Darnold.
I know. Don't even start today, Rami.
That's exactly where we're going to start today.
Don't even start.
That is exactly where we're going to start today. And people are like, what? Why are you? What is it? What is today? May 18th? You're starting the day with football talk with 49? And yes, we are. Because for yet another season with what nobody would doubt is a Super Bowl caliber roster, we are sitting here in mid-May and going, what's going on at quarterback? And even if Brock Purdy was healthy, we would still be like, is that the right guy? You know what I mean? There would still be that question. And that ain't even the case. He ain't even healthy. So we're going, who's going to be the quarterback? And more, we keep on hearing the name Sam Darnold as the starting quarterback of the 49ers for at least week one, if Brock Purdy is not ready, which I don't think he will be. And in my opinion, Jay, and we'll hear it in just a second, in my opinion, Lewis Riddick went further, and I'll explain why, than the previous chatter that we've heard about Sam Darnold being the 49ers quarterback. I think Lewis Riddick went further than other people have. Here he is on the Dan Patrick Show yesterday.
We don't quite know what Brock is going to look like coming off of injury heading into training camp. We don't quite know what's going to even going on with Trey Lance. I'll tell you what. I had someone tell me this just recently. They believe that Sam Darnold and that match with Kyle Shanahan out there in San Francisco, that could finally be the spot that totally makes him become the out of nowhere surprise of the year. I had someone who I trust implicitly when it comes to quarterback play, and I'm telling you, I said to him, I was like, "What?" They're like, "Just trust me on this one."
Sources are telling him that, Jay. Before, everything we've heard is, Sam Darnold, Kyle Shanahan, that pairing, maybe. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's all we've heard. It's just been what I like to call, and I enjoy, what else we got to do in the offseason? Reckless speculation. I love it, and I'm here for it. That was more than that.
Yeah.
That was Lewis Riddick saying sources. And, Jay, you've been doing this a long time. I've been doing this for a minute. Teams use the media.
Absolutely.
And teams sometimes use the media to grease the skids for what might be not the easiest pill to swallow. You know what I mean? And I'm starting to think that all this chatter, including sources telling Lewis Riddick that Sam Darnold might be the surprise out of nowhere starting quarterback for the 49ers this year. That's beyond week one.
Mm-hmm.
He's talking about the starting quarterback for the 49ers this season being Sam Darnold. I think this might be the 49ers getting 49ers fans ready. What do they call them? Do we have the drop? 49ers?
Bang, bang,
bang, bang, Niner gang?
Come on now. You know what it is. Come on, brother.
my memory is not always the greatest. They're trying to get Niner gang ready for the possibility that Sam Darnold is the starting quarterback for the 49ers this year. Jay, you ready for that?
Yeah, you. I'll say this. You see what's on the top of my head? You see what's on the top of your head?
Yes.
Cap, brother. Pure cap. Ball cap, top cap, top hat, you know, whatever. Cap me. It's real cap gun. Yeah. Cap
and crunch.
Cap, brother. I mean, at this point, when it comes to the 49ers quarterback room, yeah, Captain Crunch, man. You know, that's a conversation in the summer. We should have that. What's the best Captain Crunch? But there is no way possible that Sam Darnold, and I know, I said, we never know about the San Francisco 49ers quarterback room.
If you're not watching it, youtube.com/SacktownSports. I gave Jay a hard side eye.
Yeah, I got you.
And he said, no way.
No way possible that Sam Darnold is the quarterback all season for the 49ers. Now, I'll say this. I think the 49ers want Brock Purdy to be the starter. I believe they have no idea when he's going to be ready, including Brock Purdy. I don't think anyone knows. And, I mean, I'm not saying anything that no one can't put their own two and two together.
Yeah.
Because he's coming off a big-time injury where someone had to go in, not only scope, but repair his arm, his elbow. And so no one knows how a person's going to recover from an injury that Brock Purdy had. But, look, you're talking to someone who is kind of, and I can admit it, I've kind of always had a soft spot for Sam Darnold. And another USC quarterback I always had was Carson Palmer. But just because I have a soft spot doesn't mean I'm going to turn a blind eye to how this man has played and the results that he's given. And they've been pretty average.
Yes, they have. I'm looking at pretty it right average. Now. His QB ratings, career, 77.6, 84.3, 72.7, 71.9. And last year was actually his best year with a 92.6 QB rating, good enough to get him benched in Carolina.
Under Matt Rhule.
How many games did he play? After six games.
He
had seven touchdowns, only three interceptions, almost 1,200 yards. He was having a decent season for Carolina before he got benched.
Everything we keep hearing is that Sam Darnold has an elite talent. I mean, the guy was picked third overall, right? Mm-hmm. So he has the talent. He has the arm. We had Rashawn Haylock on yesterday who said that he has not played quarterback that long, you know, which I didn't know. I didn't know he hadn't, you know.
He said he was a linebacker.
Yeah, he was a linebacker and then a safety. I was like, what? You know, so my thing is this. I think he's going to be a Band-Aid. I believe at some point in time, Trey Lance is going to get out there and play. And the reason why is because the Niners need to see what they have with Trey.
Mm-hmm.
If you're asking me when it comes to talent, I believe Trey has the more physical attributes than Sam Darnold. If you're probably asking me who's a more refined passer, it'd be Sam Darnold. Sam can move a little bit. He has decent talent. But the one thing we have to do is we all have talent in some ways. It's can you refine it, can you hone it, and can you showcase that?
Right.
Sam Darnold hasn't been able to do that at a high level. So I get what the Niners are trying to do. It's something I said last week to you guys. They're definitely setting a soft cushion. There's no way he plays quarterback all season, though.
Here's more verdict with Rich Eisen and them sort of hashing out how the QB situation could work out for the 49ers this year.
Crystal ball it for me. This plays out where Purdy's not ready yet and Darnold, they decide he beats out Lance in camp. Is that how it works?
Yeah.
And then he's a week one guy?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
That's exactly. I mean, that would have to be the scenario.
So he would have to, obviously, he would have to beat out Trey Lance in week one. Let me ask you this, Jake.
No way he's doing that.
How much, whether it's Lance or Darnold,
mm-hmm.
how much of an audition would these guys need? Like, would they need Purdy to be out 2 weeks, 3 weeks? For Shanahan to look at them and go, you know what? Higher ceiling with this guy. I'm going to stick with him. Purdy's going to be the backup.
I don't see it with Sam Darnold. I think if Sam Darnold is the Band-Aid, he beats out Trey Lance, which I don't see happening. But let's just say for 4 weeks, Brock Purdy's coming back in when he's ready to go. Sam Darnold's not someone you hit yourself for the future. Not the 49ers. It doesn't work that way. Trey Lance, different story.
Well,
you've paid a hefty price for Trey Lance. He was your starter last year. If he does what he's supposed to do, what a lot of people believe, that's a different question. I would possibly say give him 3 to 4 weeks, and if he balls out, it's definitely going to be a QB controversy.
I honestly could see. And this isn't a knock on Kyle Shanahan. Mm-hmm. This is what I think is a common trait in head coaches in the NFL. The cockiness to believe, to look at Sam Darnold, and what did we hear? The most talented thrower of the football that's ever played for the 49ers, Matt Mayoko.
That
didn't come from anywhere. Yeah. The arrogance of an NFL head coach and an offensive mastermind to look at Sam Darnold and go, no, that guy's got it. He they haven't tapped into it yet, but mm-hmm. I will. You know what I mean?
But you don't write that out when you have two other guys who have shown that they're capable of doing something. Where Sam Darnold is playing,
but you might at least be average. But you might at least be tempted to try it. And you know what I mean?
A season
to start and see what happens. Like I said, maybe Brock Purdy isn't ready till week 3 or week 4, and Sam Darnold shows Kyle Shanahan some things that goes, yep, that's the guy I thought he was. That's the guy I thought he was years ago.
He would have to be out there playing like Josh Allen for that to happen. I mean, what could Sam Darnold possibly do within 3 weeks? I'm saying Sam Darnold. Trey Lance?
Sure.
It's a different conversation.
Sure. Yeah.
What could Sam Darnold do in 3 weeks that's going to make him look like, I mean, the Sam Darnold we haven't seen in, oh, he can't be repaired. I mean, he's crossed the line.
Three touchdown games.
Man, that's it. I mean? It's the NFL. You're supposed to do that. That's why we brought you in. We knew we could get that done because of the arrogance, because of the team around you, because I'm Kyle Shanahan, because I trust in my offense. And what we've heard so many times is, look, I just need you to throw the ball where the ball needs to be placed on the chart.
And by the way, I'm not disagreeing with you.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I'm not arguing you. I'm just
that this might be what they believe.
Man,
you know what I mean?
Cap.
I don't think all this chatter, and especially the latest that you just heard from Lewis Riddick saying sources are telling him he might be the surprise out of nowhere starting quarterback of the 49ers. I don't think it's coming from nowhere.
Captain Hook, man.
I think the 49ers might be getting you ready for this.
Captain Hook, I'm telling you, brother.
Captain Jack Sparrow.
Straight up, brother. Look, all the captains in the world, man. Look, I'm trying to tell you. If it's 8 to 10 weeks and you've got the synergy, you know, the 49ers are whatever, their bye is week 9, so let's just say they go into the bye and they're 7-1 or 6-2. Okay. That's half the season. 3-4 weeks, we don't trust in Sam Darnold. If Kyle Shanahan goes and moves ahead within 3 weeks when you have Trey Lance and Brock Purdy coming back, then the whole season was in shambles. The whole season is going to be in shambles. It's not going to happen. I hear what Lewis Riddick is saying. I hear what the talking heads are saying. I understand what Kyle Shanahan set up there and said at a conference in front of everybody that's a 49er fan. Mm-hmm. I hear what they're leaking out to Matt Mayoko, friend of the show. I get all of that. I understand. I know you have to soften the blow. If Brock Purdy doesn't come back, if Trey Lance is hurt or it doesn't look right, then yeah, Sam Darnold's going to be our guy. Now we got to ride, just like we rode with Brock Purdy. But if you're telling me Trey Lance is healthy, and Brock Purdy will be back in 3 to 4 weeks, we're not riding Sam Darnold for the rest of the year. And if so, the cap that's on my head, even though it's not a Niners cap, the cap coming off. I'm going to tell you that right now. It's cap, man. It's real cap.
All right. Okay. What do you think is with all the Darnold hype? I think there's fire to that.
Softening
smoke.
The blow, Rami.
He's the winningest quarterback since Cam Newton left the Panthers.
Kyle said it, not me. Text the show 916-339-1140. You can give us a call, 800-920-1140. And you can always comment, youtube.com/SacktownSports. Give us those likes while you're there. Subscribe, rate, review, do all the things. Help us grow and give you better coverage here in the great city of Sacramento of all the sports that you love. We'll also get into the Eastern Conference Finals right after this.
Fireball.
Cattles and Ronnie.
Cattles and Ronnie.
Sacktown Sports.
That's the show. Jay in for Cattles this afternoon. We're joined by Eric Edholm to get back to some NFL talk from NFL.com at 2:30. Some Eastern Conference Finals talk. Just who the hell is this Jimmy Butler? We'll get to that in just a few minutes. But we were talking about Sam Darnold before the break and whether or not there's fire to all this smoke that he might be the 49ers quarterback this year. You can always jump in on the show. 916-339-1140 is how you can text us. Call 800-920-1140 or you can comment at the YouTube page, youtube.com/SacktownSports. TC wanted to get in on the show. What's up,
talking
PC?
About that Cam.
Yes, sir. Hey, JJ. Robbie, what's up?
What's going on, man?
What's your big time?
All right. No, just chilling. Hey, so I kind of disagree, Rami. I mean, to be honest with you, the whole Sam Darnold situation is not trying to up everybody. Matt Mieko and the team, is that's motivation to motivate Trey Lance. If you notice, it ain't doing nothing but lighting the field. He's going to be with Josh Allen, throwing that tight end, IAU. He just got down working with Mahomes. All this is like, hey, bro, I'm not giving it to you. I'm not gonna stop the talk. What did they tell you about the Mac Jones? That was a smokescreen. All this is a smokescreen to keep Trey Lance on top of his game. Because Kyle's like, hey, bro, I'm not just gonna announce you nothing. The team wants, everybody wants something else, and I need you to stay laser focused. So all that is for him to stay laser focused. Sam, they're not setting us up for Sam Darnold to be the quarterback.
That could be it. That could be it. And that's a really good theory. Appreciate the call, TC. Like I said, this stuff doesn't come out of nowhere.
Sure.
And a lot of the time, teams are using the media to create what narrative they mm-hmm. want. And sometimes I thought, my theory is greasing the skids to get you all ready for the decision that Sam Darnold is your starting quarterback for at least week one.
I'm calling it Captain Marvel.
It could also be that. It could also be lighting a fire under Trey Lance.
Truth.
Through the media.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And so he does hear that chatter and, oh, it's... Maybe he they thought he got a little comfortable when Brock Purdy went down. He was like, mm-hmm. oh, cool.
That's
going to get my shot. And they're like, not so fast.
Yes.
not so fast.
Yeah. He had to work.
Lewis mm-hmm. Riddick says, we might go with Sam Darnold. I don't know if you heard.
And then, Captain America.
Oh, yeah, Captain America, man. Captain Marvel. You know, Captain Underpants. It's all Cap. But, no, I get what you're saying, Rami. I like the fact of what TC said. That's something that I've thought about. I kind of tend to think of, you know, in the same mind frame of what TC is saying. TC is a sharp cat, and I think that's kind of part of the reason that we keep on hearing all this Sam Darnold love. And I wouldn't be remiss if I also said I think Sam Darnold's people's got some things going on, too.
That could
I think
be
they're
it.
Ruffling
that
some feathers and throwing sure. out that type of stuff, because one thing this could possibly do for Sam Darnold is kind of the same thing. Well, you're smart enough, you're intelligent, you're talented enough to go play in a Kyle Shanahan offense and play with this type of team. The San Francisco 49ers, who are on the brink of a Super Bowl, knock on wood, they want you as maybe their starting quarterback. Maybe that's they're trying to sell the future for Sam Darnold right. also as well.
We'll get back into this with Eric at home of NFL.com coming up about 2:30. Did want to touch on the Eastern Conference Finals last night, though. The Heat just keep on shocking the world, 123-116 last night in Boston. In game one, they come in and take game one against that Boston Celtics team when everybody thought it was Boston's to take. They led by 13 points at one point. They led by 11 at halftime. They led by 12 at one point in the third quarter. And then Miami scored 46 points in the third quarter. That's the second 45-plus point quarter of the entire playoffs. It's the highest scoring quarter in the history of Miami Heat basketball. They were 65% from the field in that quarter. Max Strus had 13 points.
Strus is loose.
Jimmy Butler had 12 of his game-high 35 points, and afterwards he was like, I really don't give a damn what any of you think about us and whether we can win basketball games.
We still don't care what none of y'all think. We don't care if you pick us to win. We never have. We never will. We know the group of guys we have in this locker room. We play basketball the right way, knowing that we always got a chance.
JJ, how are the Heat doing this? What is happening in the NBA playoffs?
A couple things. Jimmy Butler's the truth.
Yes, he is.
He's been the truth.
Yeah, he is.
And he's always asked for his respect. He's never been the guy that's went out there and demanded it. He's always let his play be a part of receiving the respect. Second part of it is Eric Spoelstra's the truth.
Yeah.
Dude gets it done. I don't know what he's like a puppeteer, a magician. He's playing with guys, Gabe Vincent, Max Strus.
I mean, I don't know.
Tyler Hero.
Generic number 44.
Like, it's one of those things where old K Love, OG, an OG, I don't want to say old because that sounds bad, but an OG Kevin Love and getting it done. I mean, Spoelstra, Pat Riley, you're talking about a well-oiled machine. Those guys have the magic. I don't know what it is, but they have the magic. And Jimmy Butler is Pinocchio. He's letting him. He's letting him rock, man. He's the puppet that's taking care of it, you know. And one thing I like about Jimmy Butler, I tend to like players like Jimmy in the fact of he don't take no nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna just get it done. No excuses. If I mess up, I mess up. When I go get it done, appreciate you. Thank you. It was business. It was a job. I'm gonna go home with my family. I'm gonna have my excitement there. I love what I do.
Yep.
I appreciate that. And I just, you know. Does anyone get more from less than Spoelstra and Pat Riley, man?
No, I said this a couple days ago to Watkins. I thought he was a product of the big three, the Heatles, whatever you want to call him. But he's proven since. Meanwhile, on the flip side, you have a first-year head coach in Joe Mazzulla who's getting a lesson, and he was frustrated afterwards. But looking for silver linings.
You know, we won 3 out of the 4 quarters. We got away from who we are in the third quarter, whether it's home or away. It's the details. It's the margins. It's the little things.
They won 3 of 4 quarters,
yeah,
Jay.
You got to finish that fourth, my brother. I mean, I get it. Look, we all.
And then you gave up 46 points in the other one. That's what happened.
I like how you stopped. That made a good impression. I like that. More, you know, the C's like to make it tough. The Celtics, they play with fire, man. And one day it seems like, and we saw last year with the Warriors, but I think we all attributed that to Steph Curry and the Warriors just being battle tested. But they like to play with fire, man. One day they're going to get burned.
It might be right here.
Yeah.
It might be right here.
I mean, you can't continue. And what I also thought was interesting is this happened last year. That he took Game 1 against Boston, right? And Boston came back. But something about growing pains. We talked about the Kings yesterday. We talked about Denver Nuggets. Growing pains. If the Celtics keep playing with that fire and let Miami exert their growing pains that they've done over the last three, you know, they lost in the finals mm-hmm. in the bubble. Last year to the Celtics, Jimmy Butler was kind of hurt, banged up, looked like he's kind of got over that rolled ankle. You might get burned this time, brother. The growing pains of Miami, they're going through it as well.
We said yesterday, the thing that makes Miami dangerous, it's not they're not the most talented team, and they probably know that going into most fights, is that if you give them any sliver of opportunity, they're going to jump on it.
Yep.
They do not miss the opportunity when you make a mistake.
Yeah.
We'll get back into the NBA. Some rumors, some news and notes at 2:45, including one related to a Kings assistant coach. But after this, jump back to the NFL with Eric Edholm of NFL.com.
Sactown Sports.
Headlines.
It's Simone with your Sactown Sports headlines. According to ESPN sources, the Phoenix Suns have started to gather permission on several assistants for head coaching interviews, including Sacramento's very own associate head coach, Jordy Fernandez. Head over to SactownSports.com to check out Frankie Cardicelli's exclusive write-up on Coach Jordy's potential next steps. Over in Boston last night, for the third time in 4 seasons, Boston Celtics and Miami Heat once again square up for Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals in TD Garden. The familiar rapport certainly suits Jimmy Butler as he racked up 35 points, including 20 after halftime, as the Heat blistered the Celtics 123-116. The two Eastern Seaboard foes clash again tomorrow in Boston. Tonight, Game 2 of the West Finals, Denver hosts LA, holding the 1-0 series lead. Tip-off going up at 5:30. And finally, the PGA Championship is underway at Oak Hill.
Time to go home there, ball.
Bryson DeChambeau back in the clubhouse and atop the leaderboard with 4 strokes under. I'm Simone. Those are your Sactown Sports headlines. Welcome back into Cattles and Rami with special co-host Jay Johnson.
Your afternoon home for Kings talk and more.
This is Cattles and Rami
on Sactown Sports.
Yeah, you heard Simone. Jay in for Nick today. I'm the Rami half of Cattles and Rami. Obviously, Simone is here. Kyle, other side of the glass. Back to some NBA news notes. Rumors coming up at 2:45, including one Kings coaching-related rumor. But joining us right now to jump back into some NFL talk, find his work at NFL.com, as well as on Twitter at Eric_Edholm. It is Eric Edholm. Eric, how are you this afternoon?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
We were talking before we brought you on at the top of the show about all this Sam Darnold smoke, about him potentially being the starting quarterback for the 49ers, at least to start the season and maybe further. The latest on the Rich Eisen show, Lewis Riddick, said that he might be the surprise out of nowhere starting quarterback of the 49ers, according to sources. Is there fire to this smoke, or is this just the boring time of the NFL calendar and we need things to talk about?
Well, you're not wrong about the last part. I mean, that is definitely true industry-wide. I'm probably guilty of it myself. And I was fascinated when they signed him. I thought, okay, I understand the need for insurance, right? You're talking about a guy with 50-plus starts in the NFL. And, you know, frankly, he played pretty well down the stretch last year. You know, and you can watch any Sam Darnold game, or if you made a cut-up of – you know, Sam Darnold's 20 greatest plays, you'd say, wow, why isn't this guy a Pro Bowler? Well, he then would show the 100 worst plays and understand that he's inconsistent. He's got a talented arm. I mean, he's a quarterback who can make plays that, you know, only a handful of guys can make. Then he also makes the routine plays that you don't expect an NFL, or rather he misses the routine plays that you would expect an NFL starter to get through. So, you know, on the surface, did I realistically think he was going to challenge Trey Lance and or Purdy, depending on his health, in that situation? No. But when you hear people with a lot of respect who are connected and dialed in on the league saying these kinds of things, you have to take it seriously. And, boy, it would lead me to ask, has Trey Lance's stock fallen that far, or has his trajectory gone that far off course in the last, you know, 9-10 months or whatever? I don't know. It seems awfully early to be giving up on him, but I don't know the big picture.
Eric, you spoke about Trey Lance, and I mean, just in your professional opinion, what do you think if Trey Lance was to hit the open market? And I know we're spitballing and guessing. Right. What do you think Trey brings back for the 49ers?
Well, it wouldn't be what they paid, obviously, and that's part of the deal. I mean, you have to figure out what's the best situation for the team and holding on to him, the better plan here. We've seen, you know, young quarterbacks either, you know, lose a job or, you know, head-to-head battle or something like that. And, you know, kind of be put on ice for a little bit and then finally get their opportunity later. You know, we've seen guys have to bide their time. You know, Jimmy Garoppolo, for instance, is a good example of that. Somebody who had to wait patiently behind Tom Brady. Obviously, Jordan Love's in a situation, too, where he's finally getting his chance with Aaron Rodgers gone. But, it's really hard to say because he is so young. He came into the league so green and, you know, it was all projection, really. And that's the biggest thing. I don't know that every team valued him the way the 49ers did, but I know there were a lot who were fascinated. I think most teams interested in him seem to want to bring him along at a pace where, you know, they could monitor his growth and, you know, kind of keep an eye on him for a year before he was even put in a position to possibly start. I don't know. I have a hard time putting a number on it. If they were to just put him out for trade right now and say anyone can have him, first of all, we just had the draft. 4 quarterbacks, you know, it went relatively high, I think you would say. And, yeah, there are some teams who would be interested for sure, but – you know, I think the timing matters, and you'd want to see him play some good football, I think, before, you know, offering him up. But, yeah, far less than what they paid for sure.
Is it crazy to say, talking with Eric Edholm, NFL.com here on Cattles and Rami, Sacktown Sports, would it be crazy to say that no matter which one of those three guys is quarterback, I could see this 49ers team in the NFC Championship at least?
I just, you know, submitted my story for the 10 best rosters. You guys are getting a little sneak preview of it before anybody else, just so you know. Being edited now, but I mean, I had him as one of the, I don't know if they were either third or fourth on my list of most talented rosters, and that's including the, you know, the confusing quarterback situation. And obviously having 3 quarterbacks who are at least capable of starting is probably a good thing. But, you know, sorting it all out is another matter as well. But, you know, you just, I may not have loved every draft pick they've made the last 4 or 5 years, but they found a way to accumulate depth. Obviously, there's going to be the matter of replacing yet another defensive coordinator. I mean, Steve Wilks is obviously a veteran coach, done a lot of good things in this league. His play, you know, has coached at the college level too, and, you know, has a good understanding of defensive football. I think he'll be fine. But, yeah, absolutely. I mean, the Eagles are going to be a threat. Cowboys are going to be a threat. They'll always be that Vikings/Giants type team that comes out of nowhere and becomes a contender. But, you know, I don't know that there's in it, all things being equal, kind of situation where their quarterbacks aren't banged up in the game. I think they play a much better game against a team like the Eagles. And, you know, can stack up pretty well with them if they're fully healthy.
Joined by Eric Edholm of NFL.com. Eric, Davante Adams said this week he just doesn't seem to like the way the offense looks on paper when it comes to schemes for the Raiders. Of course, you aren't Davante Adams, so you can't tell me exactly what he means by that. But what's your take on his comments this past week?
Pretty interesting, right? I mean, you know, like you said, slow time of the year, these things get a little more magnification and that sort of thing. But, you know, I kind of wondered how that situation would work in the first place. And obviously now you've kind of changed the dynamic of the offense a little bit, new quarterback, you know, new receiving help, you know, outside of Devontae and Jacoby coming in on a pretty good deal, expected to contribute right away. They moved the tight end out, Waller, and, you know, it's a little bit confusing what it might look like this year. But yeah, when you hear a star player who's, you know, I mean, at the peak of his powers, making comments that can be viewed as critical of what they're doing there, it's hard not to get a little concerned. But, you know, he's been so good. He's been quarterback proof. I mean, he's gotten a big volume for, you know, when he was there last year, even with Jacobs carrying the ball as much as they did. I mean, there are plenty of reasons to have a little bit of suspicion about what's going on with the Josh McDaniels situation and guys he's run off and whatnot. But, you know, it also threatens to maybe upset the team dynamic a little bit if you have a player, you know, calling things out like that.
I don't want you to give away your whole column or article with the question before and the question I'm about to ask, but can you give me, now that most of the offseason dust has settled, and I know there might be a few more cuts and free agent moves, but rosters pretty much are what they are now until training camp. One team from the AFC and one team from the NFC who you think could surprise some people.
Yeah, Cleveland's one that I kind of had my eye on. I couldn't quite get them into my top 10, and that may raise an eyebrow or two. They were Cleveland, really? They were kind of ordinary last year, and you know, there's all of a sudden this question about can Deshaun Watson even play anymore? I mean, the version of him we saw last year after the long layoff was nothing close to the level he played at for a very bad Texans team his final year. I mean, you know, prior to the massage therapy story coming out, I mean, he was on a 4-win team playing at a Pro Bowl level. I mean, unquestionably, I thought, you know, so what we saw last year obviously pales in comparison, but assuming he at least sort of splits the difference and just becomes more of a functional quarterback with a, you know, a dangerous arm and good running ability. You have Nick Chubb, you have more weapons at receiver. I think Elijah Moore is going to be a breakout candidate this year. They addressed the defensive tackle issue. You know, they kind of kept some of their defensive core intact while also adding a few other pieces as well. And strong at cornerback, you know, one of the best pass rushers in the game. They're a surprise candidate for sure. Let me try to think of a good NFC one that isn't obvious. Like if I said the Detroit Lions, you guys would say, all right, yeah, well, we saw them in the second half of last year. But
I'd still be surprised, Eric. I'll be honest.
They are the Lions. Yeah, they are the Lions.
Let's talk about that a little. Honestly, what's interesting is that I happen to have two separate conversations with people in the league. One of them who's in, you know, with an AFC team. It's not like they're, you know, talking down their rivals or anything like that. But both of them who know football and have been in this league a while kind of cast a little bit of doubt on the Lions. Everyone's kind of graduating them to the next tier, if you will. It's fair to question whether they're there yet, right? I mean, there's still some issues on defense that are going to have to be sorted out. You're still hoping Jared Goff plays at kind of career best level like he did last year. You're missing your speedball receiver, Jameson Williams, for 6-game suspension. You know, they're breaking in a new running back, Jahmyr Gibbs, who comes in with a lot of pressure, 12th pick in the draft. So, yeah, there's some things that need sorting out, and just because Aaron Rodgers left the division doesn't mean they're going to be handed the NFC North crown.
That is Eric Edholm. Check out his work at NFL.com, on Twitter at Eric_Edholm, and our guest here for the last few minutes. We appreciate the time and the insight. Eric, let's do it again soon.
Sounds good. Have a great day. See
you. He joins us on the Folsom Lake Honda Hotline. Folsom Lake Honda, your one-stop Honda shop. Back to the NBA, some rumors, some news, some notes, including one Kings coaching related note. That's next.
live and local in the afternoon.
They always keep you on edge.
Cattles.
And Rami.
On Sacktown Sports.
That's the show. Cattles out. Jay in. Cattles will be back. We don't want to see conspiracy theories out there. You just had some business to attend to on the home front, so we'll hold it down. Like I said yesterday, I did the midday show on Tuesday. Now he's not here when I'm back. People are going to go, what's going on there? I know I would when I was just like a listener of sports talk radio.
It's always something.
Yeah, for sure.
The house is burning down.
Yeah, for sure.
Been about 2 weeks without seeing each other.
That's true. Yeah, it's been a minute since I've seen Nick. Just on the when we crossed over. I do miss Nick.
Oh, boys.
It's my friend. We're not just co-hosts.
Go ahead and send him a card.
I might send him a text later today.
There you go.
Just say missing you, buddy.
Back there you was. A little hug.
A GIF?
Maybe it's a GIF.
It's a GIF card.
It's a GIF is what it is. I love our YouTube chat. And by the way, youtube.com/SacktownSports. Already 20 likes. We could get to 25 through the first hour. We'd be on pace for 100 if five of you out there just hit that thumbs up. You know what I mean? Subscribe, rate,
love
review.
It.
That would be cool. We love you all.
I did have to toss someone. Someone got put in timeout.
Oh, no.
So
we
were having fun over there.
Can you say what they did or never mind?
Yeah.
No, never mind.
It's a bummer. You hate to do it, but I have to sometimes.
What I love about our YouTube chat is, there's some stuff about sports in there. Browns browning again with that Watson contract after we were talking with Eric Edholm, and he picked the Browns as his AFC team. But, sometimes just random food conversations will start, usually involving Willie. And today it's, like, what people are driving. I don't know where that kid. Like, what kind of car, kind of truck. Yeah. We got some Dodges in the house, an F-150. I mean.
That's what's happening.
Whatever you want to, go ahead. Well, that's what I'm saying.
Jay Mars on the morning show says there's a second show in the chat every time.
Enjoy yourself.
Have at it. Just hit that like and give us 25 before the end of the hour. We'll get to some NBA news, rumors, notes, etc., including one Kings coaching-related one. But before we do that, I am remiss, Jay. We are remiss in not mentioning when we're talking about the Eastern Conference Finals. Most people didn't see the end of that game.
Yes.
Because of YouTube TV.
Yes.
You're not a YouTube TV guy, right?
Yep.
Kyle, YouTube TV?
I am, but I was still in studio watching the game at that time.
Simone, you have YouTube TV, right?
No.
Oh, you don't? Okay.
Traditional, like, cable using an app, yeah.
Well, a lot of people do, and the last 5 minutes was just an error message.
Mm-hmm.
I sent you guys a picture of it. It was just an error message for the last 5 minutes of the game. And Joe Pompliano, I'm not sure. No offense to Joe. I'm not sure who he is. His Twitter handle reads Sports Plus Business. Okay. All right.
Shouts out to Joe.
But a good tweet. And he has a lot of followers. He says YouTube TV has doubled its price from $35 a month to $73 a month, removed RSNs and other channels like MLB Network, and now crashes with 5 minutes left in game one of the NBA Eastern Conference Finals. If this happens with Sunday Ticket, people will riot.
Mm. Yes.
You know what it was,
YouTube
right?
YouTube TV is pushing its limits.
You know what it was, right?
What? What happened?
It's because of that game and the other Super Bowl that was on.
What, their servers overheated?
Crashed, yeah.
Shut up. Really?
I'm serious.
She's not being serious.
That better not be true.
That's not.
That can't be. But it always amazes
if
me.
It
that
is,
like,
I'm baffled.
Dude, Google prints money. Google owns YouTube, if you didn't know. How do you let that go on for that long? Like, if it crashes for a minute, okay. Half of America couldn't watch that game. Couldn't watch the end of that game. It's 2023. You don't have the resources, the manpower to get this thing back up and running. What is happening?
Something happened, man. If a wire splits or gets cut, man, what can you do?
Just do something.
You demand it.
Yes.
I love JJ's theory there that one wire is controlling 7 million televisions.
I could only think of the meme of the guy standing in front of a stack of servers with his hands on his hips. Looking like
I love that meme.
All right, let's get into some news and notes. Adrian Wojnarowski says the Suns have started to gather permission on several assistants for their head coaching interviews, including Sacramento's Jordy Fernandez, Milwaukee's Charles Lee, and Memphis's Darko Rajakovic. I'll go with that. Jordy keeps on popping up in these rumors, Jay. It's just a matter of time, right?
Yeah, it
and
is.
Well-deserved. Yeah. And well-deserved.
I mean, the great part about it is the Kings have some movement this year. You know, it's going to happen. Attrition's going to happen.
That's the price of success.
Absolutely. And it's going to be a player or two. It's probably going to be a coach or two that's poached. But I think it's going to come from the bench area. You know, I think the disciples, they'll begin to venture off on, you know, if not this year, for sure next year. Jordy's name definitely keeps getting popped up, which lets me know he's probably going to be, you know, taking a job somewhere, even if it's on a college level, on a pro level. I mean, we've seen D.C., Coach Doug Christie, he's been mentioned a few places and up and coming. Triano's known as the offensive guru. You know, Lou Locks pushed D. Fox to his best year as a professional this year. I mean, it's just there. It's going to happen.
Yeah, people are going to pick off that tree when you have success. So I think it's just his name seems to come up more than any of the others. I think it's just a matter of time.
If not this year, definitely next year. And like, you know, like I said, we have, I mean, Doug Christie coached for Albert, you know, last year for Albert Gentry for some games. So a lot of people got to see him, you know, do his thing. Of course, he's got Domantas Sabonis this year, all NBA guy. Like I said, Lou Locks being De'Aaron's guy, you know, people see that. That's on the chart for somebody.
But speaking of that Suns job, there were like rumors that they were going to try and steal away Ty Lue from the Clippers.
Yeah.
And the Clippers were like, nah, you're not. So now they're talking about a new deal. And what this really shows you, Jay, is that with all these teams firing all these coaches and coaches with winning track records, I think a lot of them. After the guy walked out the door, they're like, oh, crap, how do we do better?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, who are we getting?
Who can you get?
Yeah, because they're trying to steal away Ty Lue, who's under contract for another year.
Yeah.
And he's leveraging that into a new deal for more money. I think
we call that the John Calipari.
I think the NBA, I think a reality check is happening to NBA front offices when it comes to how many actually really good head coaches are out there that we know are good head coaches. You know what I mean?
Yeah, agreed. And, you know, if I'm Ty Lue, I'm sitting pretty because now I'm going to one of the richest guys in the world, Steve Ballmer, and say, big dog, I need that. I need that bag because if not, one of the other richest guys, you know, he's coming to talk to
exactly.
me. Right? So, look, let's figure it out. Let's make it make sense. And Ty Lue's just in the winning circle either way it go. But I like what you're saying. That's what we all looked around for. You fired Monty Williams? Two-time
Budenholzer just won a championship 2 years
Nick
ago.
Nick Nurse
is
guys,
out.
Championship-winning coaches.
Yep.
You know, coach of the year winning coaches. Guys that are substantially have shown that they're better than most. Who else are you going to go get? Right. Eric Spoelstra?
Yep. Doc Rivers?
That's what I say every time I'm talking to a fan base that has a successful head coach.
Yeah.
And they want him fired. I'm like, okay, I'll hear you out. But who are you getting that's better?
Michigan. Let me tell you. Jim Harbaugh. They wanted, Jim can't get it done with it. Who else you going to get,
man? Who you going to get?
This dude's a top-notch, top-flight coach.
Yep. And I you would think front offices would ask that question before they send a guy back in.
You know what?
Apparently not.
I'm not feeling you, Monty.
Just a couple other things. Chris Paul, apparently the Suns are bringing him back. I don't think they really had a choice, Jay.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
There's just too much invested there for them to try and hit a reset or rebuild in Phoenix.
They got campaign there. I think we start to see the flux where it's like, okay, Cam, this is your team a little more. Kind of like the Maxey where he kind of got pushed into Philadelphia, you know, it's about that time, and they move Kyle Lowry. Why am I blanking on point guard that was at Philadelphia?
Tyrese Maxey?
Yeah, he came in. He started to.
Are you talking about J.J. Redick?
No. Oh, I mean, y'all about to make me look. I can't.
I don't even know who you're talking about.
James Harden?
What are we talking about? Not Ben Simmons, right?
Ben Simmons,
point
man.
Guard, Philadelphia? I don't know who you're talking about.
But I think campaign, it's his time. You know, you're going to have Chris Paul because he's a wily vet. He's the guy. He's the name. You know, but look, he can't make it through a full season. He can't do it.
Yep.
You got to bring in some youngsters.
And the last thing I wanted to mention, James Harden, which we thought he's going to decline his $35.6 million player option, become an unrestricted free agent. He's 33 and is going to be looking for a 4-year deal. No, thank you.
Nah.
No, thanks.
Were you talking about Seth Curry?
No. Kyle, just sit back, brother. I got it for you. Sit back, relax.
He'll have it.
None of them guys are point guards.
He'll have it on the other side of the break. And also, is one threat about to fall off the radar for the Kings and the rest of the West? That's next.